Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call our Planning Commission meeting for Tuesday, April 16th to order. And Tammy, would you do a roll call, please?
Commissioner Volbada.
Yes.
Commissioner Weiss.
Here.
Commissioner Langston.
Present.
Commissioner Levante. Commissioner Pat Smith.
Here.
Commissioner Mercero.
Oh, he stepped away.
I know he's...
There he's back.
Commissioner Mercero, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Chair Smith.
Present. Let's do the flag salute, please.
Begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, One nation under God, liberty and justice for all.
Justice for all.
Okay, we have our consent agenda that we're going to go through, and the approval of our meeting minutes, and then our regular agenda with the monthly planning report. And then item number three is a public hearing for DR-24-01, the expansion of existing ICSB building, which includes addition of a new 1,500 square foot secondary story on the existing building and addition of a new 3,900 square foot two-story building attached to the rear of the existing building. And then we'll have business from the public and business from the Planning Commission. So do I have a motion for the approval of the March 19th, 2024 meeting minutes?
I reviewed the minutes and didn't have any corrections, so I'll make a motion to approve it.
I'll second.
Okay, Commissioner Langston made the motion to approve the meeting minutes. It was seconded by Commissioner Volbada. Can you please do a roll call? Tammy.
Commissioner Volbada.
Yes.
Commissioner Weiss.
Yes.
Commissioner Langston.
Yes.
Commissioner Pat Smith.
Yes.
Commissioner Mercero.
Yes.
Chair Smith.
Yes. The meeting, the approval of the March 19th meeting minutes has been approved. Our second item is our monthly planning report. Ms. Austin.
Thank you, Chair Smith. I have the planning report in the packet for March, and I wanted to just call out a couple of items, one being that the City Council did approve the home occupation language that you forwarded with an expansion of the approval area from 100 to 200 feet, the notice area. They thought that notifying neighbors a little bit further out made more sense for that type of use. I also wanted to point out that next week we have the joint work session, but I think you all already covered that. So at 5:30 p.m. next Tuesday, the City Council and Planning Commission will meet together to begin the discussion about parking reform based on the climate friendly and equitable communities rulemaking that we are subject to as a metro city. And then the City Council will, at their May 14th date, choose an option. There's options that you can discuss and choose from to give us guidance to move forward. And we are going to be required to update our development code with whatever parking changes we decide to go with by the end of this year. So that's coming your way. Otherwise, it was a pretty standard month customer service-wise, maybe a little slow because of spring break, a week off there. Any questions about the monthly planning report?
In regards to the new, what we're going to discuss regarding parking, that's going to be in conjunction with what the state of Oregon has decided about not having any parking restrictions.
So it'll be in addition to what we already are required to have in place. As of January 1st, 2023, we were required to not mandate any parking within a half mile of McLaughlin. And we were subject to requiring a maximum minimum of one space per multifamily housing unit. And then that's the basic, everybody who's subject to the CFEX standards has to do that right now. And then moving forward, there's options for how you reform parking in the rest of your city.
Will we be meeting here?
Yes.
Okay. At 5:30. Okay, great. Any questions or input?
Bless you.
Bless you, Commissioner Mercero. Okay. Thank you very much, Heather. Let's move on to item number three, the public hearing for DR-24-01, the expansion of an existing ICSB building. I'd like to open the public hearing. Public hearing is now open for the purpose of considering what's already been addressed. And the procedure we would like to follow tonight is, first we'll start with the planning department report, then applicant testimony, proponent testimony, opponent testimony, and then applicant rebuttal, decision to continue or close the hearing, and then planning commission discussion and decision. Now, does any commission member wish to disqualify himself or herself for any personal or financial interest in this matter before us tonight? Or does any commission member wish to report any significant ex parte or pre-hearing contacts?
No ex parte contact. I've been by the site and I'll be participating tonight.
Okay.
I did drive by on the way here today and I haven't had no ex parte contact.
I've been by the site, no interest, plan on being participating, no ex parte contact.
Commissioner Mercero?
I have no ex parte contact, and I did not go past the place recently, but I'm pretty close to it.
Okay. Commissioner Smith?
I've been by it numerous times, and I've had no ex parte contact. And I have no reason to disqualify myself.
Okay. No ex parte contact for myself. I have driven past the facility on Arlington, and I fully plan on participating this evening. So does any member of the audience wish to challenge the right of any commission member to hear this matter? Okay. Is there any member of the audience who wishes to question the jurisdiction of this body to act on behalf of the City Council on this matter? Okay. Oregon land use laws require that all issues be raised if the issues are to be appealed. Failure to raise the issues at this hearing may invalidate their further appeal to the Land Use Board of Appeals, LUBA. Any party has the right to request a continuance to this hearing, or in the alternative to have the record left open for 7 days. Failure to raise constitutional or other issues relating to proposed conditions of approval with sufficient specificity to allow the commission to respond to the issue will preclude an action for damages in circuit court. If you're going to testify, please try to address the applicable criteria. Will the staff please present the report?
Yes, thank you, Chair Smith. We have a PowerPoint, so we'll cue that up here. Thank you, Tammy. So as Chair Smith stated, we are here for a design review application for the ICSB for an expansion to the existing building and site, which also includes removal of the home shown in this picture that is now under the same ownership as the ICSB building. This picture is from Google Maps. Forgot to give it credit there. The proposal is to expand the existing commercial structure, which includes an addition of a second story on part of the existing building and a two-story building expansion in the rear of the site. Additionally, parking and landscaping are proposed. Up in the right corner, you can see the two parcels in a blue outline in the C2 Community Commercial Zoning District. There are no overlays. The floodplain does have the 200-year floodplain on this property, but that does not require a floodplain permit, so it doesn't get close enough to triggering that for us to review. The neighboring properties to the north are zoned R5 residential, so just to keep that in mind, I know we have received some testimony about that split of zoning there between residential and commercial. Address of the site is 140 West Arlington Street. What's up? 430. Excuse me. Wrong address. Carryover from another Arlington project that didn't get corrected. Thank you, Tammy. 430 West Arlington Street. My apologies. 430 and 420 specifically, the home also. Property size 10,000 square feet. Each of these lots are original Gladstone platted 5,000 square foot lots. Apologies for that. Thank you for catching that. The submitted site plan, I tried to go piece by piece just to try to make it a little more clear here. A second story will be added to a portion of the existing building, not the front foyer area that already has the clerestory windows, but behind that. A new two-story building extension, so accessible via the internal building, but to the rear of the site. Pedestrian connectivity goes from the sidewalk on West Arlington through to the rear of the site where there's a door at the back end of the building. Landscaping does meet the more than 15% or more of the site. They are a little bit over 15% with the landscaping proposed. And then parking and loading area, based on those CFAX standards, are not required to provide parking, but because they are choosing to provide six vehicle parking spaces, they do have to meet our dimensional standards and landscaping standards for those parking spaces. And also in that gray area is the proposed trash enclosure. In your packet was this, it was not in your electronic packet. It was submitted only in hard copy. But as far as the building materials, it'll be similar to the existing building using the same color scheme and same material scheme for the building expansion. So more of the orange color and then the gray for the other portions. Same on the other side, more of the gray. This is along the west and north exteriors. No windows on these sides of the building, which are adjacent to the property lines. These are the two frontages that would be right against the property lines. No metals proposed for a siding material, so no special approvals needed for this one, as we've seen in some of our more industrial type developments recently. So I just wanted to go through some of the findings that are in the staff report. The use is permitted and existing in the C2 Community Commercial Zoning District. The proposal generally meets the criteria for development of a commercial building in the C2 Zoning District. The building materials and building design generally meet the code for 1744 building siding design. And where there have been found deficiencies in meeting any of those sections, we are recommending conditions to bring the proposal into compliance with city standards. There were a few dimensional issues, like with landscaping, things that I'll go over in a second. But in looking at the site as a whole, it did seem very reasonable that the applicant could make minor adjustments and fit on the site. Where we would recommend denial on a project like this is if we couldn't see a way that they could do that, if something would make the project unfeasible as proposed. But I think there is space here to make this work. So the recommendation is for approval of the design review with the following special conditions. The first is the same that we've seen before, which is not to operate between the hours of 12 a.m. and 5 a.m. This one I thought was appropriate because of it being a vet clinic. Sometimes those do dip into emergency services type things. So I just wanted to make it clear that if anything was to occur during those hours, that a conditional use permit would be required by this body and another round of notice and another public hearing to be able to approve that. All mechanical equipment and refuge storage must be screened on the site and from neighboring properties. The applicant is needing to submit a photometric plan for the lighting in the parking area. They submitted their lighting that's on the current building and on the proposed building, but didn't submit a lighting plan for the parking area. They shall meet the requirements of the Public Works comment letter dated March 7th, 2024. And here there is a typo in your written staff report that I wrote March 7th, 2023. So it is actually March 7th, 2024 that the Public Works Department provided that memo. So I'd like to make that change to the written staff report. And then in addition, a revised site plan showing the following elements. 15-foot minimum spacing between loading area and residential zoning to the north. The standard is 20 to space loading area to residential zoning. However, there is the design review exception allowed for up to 20%. Is 25%. So you can reduce that down to 15 if you feel like that makes sense. That is a discretionary standard. You can require a 20-foot setback between the loading area and the rear property line, which is residentially zoned on the other side. 15-foot is the minimum, though, that needs to be provided. Along the eastern property line, there were, as proposed, it's 4.5 feet of landscaping and a 1/2-foot curb. And the code is pretty clear that that needs to be the full 5 feet of landscaping and then the curb separating the parking area. And the same applies to the 10-foot requirement separating the parking from Arlington Street. The plans show 9.5 feet, but a full 10 is required. These I felt pretty comfortable with, given the fact that the trash enclosure is quite a bit larger than it's required to be. So I think that the spacing from Arlington Street is very manageable. And then that exception also allows you to either reduce the drive aisle by 1/2 foot or the parking spaces by 1/2 foot. Either way meets the criteria here and is well within the design review approval criteria. All HVAC type equipment must be set back 10 feet from the residential property to the north. So whether it's on top of the roof or sitting on the ground adjacent to the loading area or the rain swale, it needs to be set back 10 feet. So we wanna make sure we get that condition in there. And I believe bicycle parking. So on the plans that were submitted on one sheet, bicycle parking was shown adjacent to the purple rear building extension, but it was within the pedestrian pathway and not within 30 feet of the main entry to the site. So we do feel that with the amount of landscaping on the site, in the amount of sidewalk space, that there are places that the bicycle parking for two spaces could be accommodated, but it needs to be moved from where it's being shown right now. So with that, we are recommending approval with these site revisions and in addition to the conditions mentioned on the previous page. And I'm happy to answer any questions. I know the applicant's here and we have public testimony.
Commissioners, any questions?
I have one.
Yes.
On the 15-foot wide spacing between loading area and abutting residential properties.
Yes.
And I know this is probably unanswerable, but it would seem to me there would be some reduction in noise level if, for the neighbors if you went to 20 feet from 15.
That is may it? Be true. I took into account that it's currently used for parking in that rear area, and I don't know for sure, so it'd be a good question for the applicant, but I believe that the loading would be used maybe once or twice a day, whereas parking would be in and out and as it is currently. So I felt like it was less of an impact based on that, but I'd be happy to hear that from the applicant too.
And just so that I'm clear, the back of the buildings facing where the homes are.
The north, yes.
There's no windows there.
No windows.
So the residents will have privacy.
Correct. No windows along the north or the west.
Okay. Okay, good. Thank you.
Anywhere it touches a property line, no windows.
Any other questions? Andrea?
So I think I saw they weren't required to have parking.
Correct. So, not required to have parking.
So if we didn't if we didn't give the special conditions on the reduction on the frontage and the side, they should be able to.
They would be fine. They could reconfigure to have an ADA space maybe further back in the spot. Maybe instead of the loading area, well, it has to be closest to the front door, excuse me. Maybe the ADA space and then maybe some parallel spaces. Mm-hmm. But as far as minimum number required, we don't have a requirement.
Any other questions?
Yeah, I'm trying to find this. I know I read it earlier, but what's the height, the max height in this?
35 feet.
35 feet, and we're at 27 here, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and then if the HVAC is going on the rooftop, would screening be considered into the height as
they
well?
They are exempted, I believe. Let me just pull that up too. It is on page, I believe it's on 16. Let me just, that's the C. There. C2 is 16. Building height, there shall be, okay, so this is page 17. That's the minimum setback for those type of, let me find height. Vertical projections, this is page 17, subsection 3, building height. Vertical projections such as chimneys, spires, domes, elevator shaft housings, towers, aerials, flagpoles, and similar objects not used for human occupancy are exempt from the maximum building height standards.
Great. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Commissioners, any other questions?
No questions by Mercero.
Thank you very much, Commissioner. Is the applicant or his representative present?
I'm present. My name is Brent Bellick, and I'm with Metro Planning, and we are the applicant's representative. We're located at 846 A Street, Springfield, Oregon, 97477. And I just would like to thank Heather and Tammy for the excellent support in working through this. Not only help us work through the issues and work through the code, but also to come up with some really good recommendations to help meet the requirements. And we have read through the conditions of approval, and I really don't have much to add to what Heather just presented, but I'm here for questions. And if I can't answer them, I'll take notes and make sure you get answers to all your questions.
Planning commissioners, do you have any questions of the applicant's representative?
I just kind of noticed there's a mark on the floor plans for an elevator, but it looks like in that part of the building, it's only 17 foot 10. Doesn't seem like the elevator would be able to go there, but just pointing that out.
Thank you. Make note of that.
Do you know when the building was originally built?
I don't have that right here with me right now.
I believe it received condition certificate of occupancy in 2022, went through design review in 2019.
That sounds about right. It's been close to 4 years.
Okay. Is it by chance the same architect that built that designed this originally?
Yeah.
Yes. Awesome. Okay.
Are there any other questions?
Structural engineer, I assume we have one involved.
Yes.
Yes. Great.
Commissioner, do you want him to come up and answer some more questions since he is the architect? He needs to.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, come
Could
on
you
up.
Please come forward and sit right there and make sure you have that turned on and give us your full name and address and all that information. Okay. You need to push the button. So there we go.
Do I keep pushing it or?
No, you can let go.
Okay, perfect. Cool. So my name is Richard Barbie.
I'm the architect. It's Marcus Bentley Architects.
Somehow you got turned off. Oh,
there we go.
Okay, sorry. My name is Richard Barbis, and I'm with Barbis Bentley Architects. And let's see.
Can you give us the original address?
What's that?
Could you give us the address where the business is
located? Yeah, 12987 Southwest Starview Drive, Tigard, Oregon.
Thank you very much. Commissioner Volveda, you want to continue with your questions?
Yeah, absolutely. So super interesting design. It sounds like you helped design this originally back in 2019 to 2022.
Mm-hmm.
Was it originally designed to accept the like, was it designed with this expansion in mind to uphold a second story when originally built one story?
Yes, right now the roof structure can support a second floor, so
excellent.
We made plans for that.
Awesome. And I saw the stairs. Are they only going in that the full addition, the first and second floor addition, or is there a second set of stairs going through from the original into?
by code, we are, because of the square footage, we were required to have two exits on the second floor, but we actually reduced the size of the second floor so that it actually, if, can you turn to the elevations?
You are.
Yeah, there you go. So if you can see the east elevation there on the back side, grid line E, we actually set the second floor step back from the property line by it's an 8 foot total. And so there's two pieces to that. First, we're only able to have by doing that, we reduce the size of the second floor such that we only need one exit. And then also the other thing that it does too is it sort of it doesn't make the for the neighbors, it doesn't make it quite so severe. So
awesome.
And we could actually reduce the size of the right now there's a parapet wall that's shown there. I think it's showing as a. Sorry.
4 foot 10.
It's shown as like a 5 foot parapet wall. We could reduce that down to a foot. So the building height in that area would only be about 14 feet as opposed to the maximum would have been almost 27.10 if we didn't step it back. And then by reducing it down, it goes from 16.6 inches or so down to about 14 feet. So.
And just because I'm curious, is there like an expansion joiner? Like how are we connecting the new with the old?
Structurally, you mean, or
you're just is it just like being built up abutting each other?
Yeah. So it's just that basically an addition that's going on top of the second, you know, going on top of the first floor. And then the cement plaster that's on the side of the building basically just transitions with the existing cement plaster. So, okay. And it's all wood frame.
Perfect. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Commissioner Weiss, any questions?
No questions at this time.
Mr. Langston.
Nope, I have none.
Commissioner Mercero, do you have any questions of the architect?
No questions. Thank you.
Commissioner Smith.
No questions. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Now it's time for public testimony. Please approach the podium and state your name and address. We will first hear testimony from proponents, that is from people who support the application. Then we will hear testimony from the opponents. Do we have any proponents?
I have not received any requests for proponents.
Okay, how about the opponents?
Opponent, the first will be Michael Cooper.
Okay. Please state your name and address.
My name is Michael Cooper. I live at 435 West Berkeley Street, which is the property directly behind the proposed building. I don't really know how this works. I just kind of wanted to share a little bit about kind of our situation that my wife and I are in. And I understand there's a couple minute, 2-3 minute limit. Mm-hmm. So, okay, perfect. Thank you. long story short, my wife and I actually just purchased the house in January that's directly behind the building. We kind of spent about a year kind of looking, trying to find a house to fit our needs. We are really trying to settle down and get roots into places. So we settled in on Gladstone because the house, the property, and just everything about it was really met our needs. And it was really kind of a dream home situation. With that, we kind of poured our life savings into the situation and into the home because it's a beautiful home, beautiful area, all that kind of stuff. And I think my biggest concern with this whole process is just the fear of the property value. being diminished with this expansion. I'm pro business. I want people to succeed in life, and I would also like to have part of that success. And so just with the expansion really coming up to our property line, and it basically covers about 73% of our property line with this wall and building expansion. We're really concerned with the value of the home. You know, we put in a substantial down payment and all that kind of stuff. For me, that's my biggest concern. So I just wanted to raise that and let everyone know and just share that from my side of things.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Do we have another?
We have two additional. Katie Cooper.
Hi, I'm Katie Cooper. I also live at 435 West Berkeley Street. Both of my husband and myself are home, or we at times work from home as medical providers. So I too have concerns about the construction noise. It probably will be inappropriate at times to work with patients virtually with construction noise going on in the background. I understand some of that's inevitable because of the nature of the zoning, but that was a major factor when we looked into buying this house, was there was space for an office and the ability to work from home and incorporate that. And I do feel like that is impacted by this addition. Additionally, similar to what my husband said, the property value, but even just access to our backyard, our current property sits about 1.5 feet, maybe 2 feet, just lower than where their slab sits. So in a, it's 2.5 feet. Okay. So whatever height that they're going up is an additional 2.5 feet for us. So this morning when I measured around 10 a.m., we had 93 inches is what our fence is currently, or from ground to top of fence. It casts 100 inches of shadow. So a little bit more than 1-to-1 ratio. So if that math plays out, over like 80% of our backyard will be shaded for the morning. Seasons change. I don't know how it will work beyond this month, but we have a garden back there. We spent a lot of time and money planting and getting that set up for the season. And there's concern that all of that was for naught. One other thing that is like kind of a kicker is when I'm standing in my kitchen window looking out my window doing my dishes, I look out and I see sky. With the addition, I will no longer see the sky. I have pictures and documentation on my phone, if that's helpful. Additionally, from our upstairs bathroom, we have a window. Our bathroom window will overlook a parking lot. I don't know if they want their customers looking up and seeing our bathroom window, and vice versa. It just is kind of an odd combination. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
The last is Jesse Lilydahl.
Please state your name and address, please.
Got it. Jesse Lilydahl at 445 West Berkeley Street. I am to the west of Katie and Cooper and northwest of the expansion program. Property. Katie and Cooper really hit on a lot of my points that I was hoping to bring to light here. I actually moved into this house, property owner, January 1st of 2020. And within just a couple short months, I started experiencing construction noise, both from my next door neighbor, their previous homeowner, at 435. And then shortly after that at ICSB, when they took down the property with a bunch of fruit trees on it and started building. I have had nonstop construction ever since until the property owners next door decided to sell. Only about 4 months now have I had any peace and quiet. And it was heartbreaking to hear that we were gonna potentially have this happen again. along with that noise that, you know, I've experienced for the past 4 years, I've dealt with construction folks, I've dealt with delivery folks, noises at all sorts of times during the day, especially. And then sometimes often at night, I know the new, you know, time is midnight to 5 a.m. So while we don't currently have healthcare worker with us now, I do open my home to ER nurses. So we did have an ER nurse that lived with us during a lot of this construction. And it was really difficult for him working at all hours to come home and then not be able to sleep because there's construction, there's people coming and going, the foot traffic is insane. There's another business just to the west of this Arlington ICSB that they are also in and out at all times of the day, especially early morning. And it has impacted us greatly. So not only is the noise and the high foot traffic an issue that I've personally just taken to heart, but also the lack of light and sun visibility, as Katie had mentioned. We have a garden that we have put a lot of time and energy into, and not being able to, you know, reap the benefits of being outdoors and in nature and being able to grow something in our own space is pretty much a big bummer. As a new homeowner, it's something that I really have enjoyed, and it'll be a big bummer if, you know, that's even more impacted than it already is with such a big building that is now going to come to the very edge. So thank you.
Thank you very much for your time. Appreciate all the testimony. Is that all that we have at this time?
That is all correct.
Okay. Now is the time for the applicant for rebuttal. Does the applicant have any further comments?
No, I have no further comments. Thank you.
Okay. The architect, do you have any comments? Please come forward, and we record everything and it gets transcribed. So that's why you have to sit before the microphone.
So I definitely hear the concerns of the neighbors and things like that. And if I was in their situation, you know, we would, you know, everyone here would probably have the same concerns. The one thing that we did try to do is definitely set the second floor back to accommodate for not being so severe right on the property line. One thing that we would be willing to do is look at setting the first floor back another maybe couple feet in order to create a vegetation line through there so that they're not looking at building as much as they're looking at maybe arborvitae going up and, you know, that kind of a thing. So, you know, we'd be willing to, you know, try to work with the neighbors and things like that and have a good rapport. So
I commend you for that. I appreciate that because I believe in compromises. So thank you very much.
Sure.
If there's no further testimony, is there anything, Ms. Austin, that you would like to speak upon regarding what was brought up?
Well, yes, the construction noise concern, I do want to just relate that the code, the municipal code, not the development code, does limit any kind of construction or noise of that level 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. So if there's anything happening outside of those hours, you are well within your rights to talk to the code compliance officer. She will address it instantly. That's what the city requirements are. So nothing before 7 a.m., nothing after 10 p.m., which seems pretty long, actually, that you can be building on the site. The other thing I would address is just I appreciate the applicant's willingness to set back the building as well, because when I read the email that I believe Mr. Cooper sent today, issuing the same concerns that he testified on this evening, I re-reviewed the code to see if there was anything related to a building on a commercial property next to a residential property and requiring a setback. And I could only come up with those loading area spacings and the mechanical equipment, but not the building itself. So I am glad that the second floor is set down along the property line and that it's potentially going to come in a bit.
Okay. Anything further?
I would say that if the will of the Planning Commission is to, you know, accept that the building would be set back from the property line, that we talk to the applicant about exactly what that might be, if it's 3 feet, so that there's space for planting, something like that, and then we make that a condition.
Okay, that would be under special conditions?
Yes, and that would be... you know, the applicant's allowed to propose it. And if they basically propose it or accept it, we don't have to link it to a condition in our code because they're basically saying they won't appeal it.
Okay. All right. Well, if there's no further testimony, I would entertain a motion to either close the public hearing or continue it to a date certain. What's the pleasure of the commission?
May I just ask that if you are thinking about the setback, we probably don't want to close the hearing until we hear from the applicant and come up with that number that you can set your condition on.
I would like to hear the applicant.
Okay, I would ask that they come back up and that we can see if...
Does the architect know how many feet or?
Probably not.
Do you know how many, like you said, you'd be willing to do a setback further from the property line?
Yeah. So
please come forward. Sorry.
And the other thing I'd like to clarify is we're talking about the north property line because the building is currently along the west property line. So right. I'd assume we're continuing along the west property line in line with the building. And so right. we're talking about the north property
right.
line.
Right.
Okay. And that is the property line that separates from residential, whereas the other is commercial on the other side.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah. So we're thinking if we can, if our landscape architect would think that 2 feet would be enough for us to be able to plant, you know, a certain type of vegetation in there, then that's what we would propose is, you know, a 2 foot setback.
Would you be willing to lower that parapet down like you proposed?
Yeah, we could definitely go lower that down to like a 6-inch parapet. There won't be any equipment on that or anything like that. It'll just be in a lower parapet. So we could definitely accommodate for that as well.
That's awesome.
So 2 feet.
Yeah.
Okay.
2 feet spacing, and then how high would the back building wall be, just so that everybody...
When I was looking at the plan, it looked like it would be about the top of that wall, reduced parapet, would be around 14 feet, something like that.
And I'll ask, would there be a possibility to do 3 feet, or would that be too much?
Could we... me and the client, you know, have a conversation about that and get back to you guys on that.
Would that mean that we would have to have another hearing or continue the hearing?
I think we'd want to make a decision with it settled. So do you think?
I'd say 2 feet would be the max that we could go. That's kind of the direction we're going right now. So.
Okay. Would that be acceptable, planning commissioners?
I think it absolutely helps, yeah.
Okay. Do you have anything to add?
No? Not right now.
Okay. Would that be an improvement?
I think it would be, yeah.
Okay. Okay, we're trying here.
I understand you guys are trying to run a business, and well, like you said, the compromise thing, so I think, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's good to hear. Thank you very much.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
Sure.
So, okay. Chair Smith, if I may, so if you want to close the hearing and then deliberate, and if you're interested in pursuing the condition, I would say that we'd want to add it in that, in addition to the 7 special conditions as stated in the staff report, that we would include a condition that the building be set back 2 feet from the north property line, mm-hmm. and that some sort of site obscuring landscaping be placed in that strip.
Okay. We'll probably need your help when we're doing
sure.
the motion.
Yeah.
So.
Just wanted to make sure we're
okay.
including it.
So what is the pleasure of the planning commission? Are we ready to adjourn the public hearing?
A motion to close the public hearing.
I'll second.
Okay. A motion to close the public hearing was made by Commissioner Weiss and seconded by Commissioner Langston. Tammy, could you do a roll call vote, please?
Commissioner Mercero.
Yes.
Commissioner Pat Smith.
Yes.
Commissioner Langston.
Yes.
Commissioner Weiss.
Yes.
Commissioner Volbida.
Yes.
Chair Smith.
Yes. Public hearing is closed. Okay, let's deliberate. Mm-hmm. Questions? Do we like the compromise?
Yes, I have a comment or two I'd like to make.
Please.
Is there any chance I can get you to put the, I think it was your second slide up that showed the zoning on the city blocks?
You got it.
Okay.
Sorry.
That, this one. This is one of those things that I think I can speak for my colleagues here that it's really difficult because two things can be true at once. And I think this is a case where it is. You have residential property owners that want to enjoy their property in a residential fashion, and you have business people that want to do the same with their property, both zoned appropriately. Some of the concerns that came up, construction noise, while it's not very pleasant, is a passing thing. It's going to, it won't be much fun while it's being done, but it will go away and be silent. The two things that I wanted to really speak about are privacy and property values. We have it's a similar, but it's this Stone Oaks property just off of Oatfield Road behind the Webster Road apartments is a much more severe case than you're looking at. But these people on a cul-de-sac have a, basically, they don't have 2 feet. They've got probably a 20-foot lift in property, and then they have a three-story apartment building directly behind their homes. They all initially complained about loss of property values. Except when we were going to go to sell this place, we're not going to get the value out of it that we wanted to have. And the other one is privacy, and that's, you know, I suppose if somebody wanted to look in your bathroom window all the time, that's not a pleasant thing. But I think maybe that the property values is the one that really sticks with me. But again, you're both right. And it's a difficult thing for the Planning Commission. I'd like to make sure that people who live in residential property are able to enjoy it as residential property and business people are allowed to prosper.
Anybody else have any comments?
I'm just curious, where else do we have the C2 against residential? Is this the only strip or there's a handful more?
It's all along Portland Avenue. Yeah. So the entire stretch of Portland Avenue goes about two parcels in either direction, and then we hit R5.
Gotcha.
Okay. We have a lot of mixed land use all throughout. I don't know if we want to call this the Flatlands or the First Edition or what, but it's a hodgepodge, which is unfortunate.
Yeah, I'm surprised that we don't have any like required buffer between, and I know this isn't like something for us to solve today, but that might be something that we want to consider, especially with all along Portland.
That's a great point. And as we think about a town center that would include our Portland Avenue and whether we go wider into that R5 zoning, is there some appropriate buffering or spacing that we want to consider when we do that?
I would agree with that. Anyone else?
No, I appreciate the compromise made by the property owner, and definitely makes me feel more better about the setbacks exemptions as far as the front and side. So I think that helps kind of make it easier to make this decisions tonight.
Heather.
Yes.
Is there anything else you could think of that we could do to improve upon this, or do you think this is pretty good?
I think once we condition in the building setback with site obscuring landscaping in the 2-foot stretch and the building parapet or maximum building height in the rear at 15 feet, I think would be a reasonable condition. Then we've moved it as far as the applicant is willing to agree and still be able to develop their property, but taking into consideration the neighbors.
Okay. Well, if we have no other questions, does anybody want to make a motion? You'll probably have to repeat all those special conditions for us, unfortunately.
I'm just writing them down so that I can read them and then I'll have them.
Okay. The one thing I guess I'd like to throw out there, I don't know if it would be considerable, but the back of the building where there's no windows, whether it be a beautiful mural or, you know, how you see some of those screenings that they grow greenery or whatever, would there be any consideration to possibly at least have something better to look at than the back of the building? Yes, please. Yeah. I think all of that helps.
So I was kind of thinking about that myself, especially on the second floor where the wall is set back. Is there something that we could do along that back wall there on the second floor? One of the difficult things is whenever you, I mean, I think it would be really cool to be able to put some sort of a wall planting screen on the back. The problem with that though is getting up there to water it and make sure it's taken care of. And then once it, you know, if it's promised that that's going to be there and it's just almost impossible to take care of, then, you know, it just possibly invites, you know, complaints and things like that. And so we will work to do whatever we can. And again, I know this doesn't help because it's not anything concrete, but anything we can do to soften it, we will look at. So yeah.
Even if it was a beautiful mural or something painted that, you know, would not only benefit the company, but be pleasing to the eye for the neighbors.
Right. Right.
So that's something to keep in mind.
Right.
Okay.
Definitely.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
So commissioners. Go ahead.
Well,
unless there's more deliberations, I think.
Yeah, no, that's right. I was just curious where everybody was.
Is everybody ready to vote on this?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Commissioner Weiss, you as well?
Yep.
Okay. I'd entertain a motion.
Move it back to my notes here.
With the assistance of Ms. Austin.
May I recommend an addition? And then if it's acceptable, you can so move the conditions.
Excellent.
As stated. Okay. Special condition number three is the revised site plan condition that prior to issuance of building permits, submit a revised site plan to Gladstone Planning Department, which includes, and we'd add two more bullet points. One would be a 2-foot building setback along the northern property line with site obscuring landscaping planted in the setback area. And the second bullet point would be maximum building height of 15 feet along the northern property line.
Okay.
So moved.
I think you need to read the file number too.
Okay.
The DR24.
I'll make a motion to approve special conditions laid out. The proposed special conditions indicated on the design review for DR2401.
Before we move any further, I'd like to know, are both parties satisfied with some of the ideas that have been proposed? Can you come forward, please? Do you need to open
it again? Let me see, you might need to open it back up.
What?
You've closed the hearing, so you do need to open it again.
Yes.
Okay. So I'd like to reopen public hearing DR-24-01. Please proceed.
I think what you were saying earlier about the compromise, I think, you know, It hurts us, you know, and like you were saying, it's both sides are in the right. And I think trying to figure out a reasonable way to get this done, I think we're okay with the situation.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Thank you. And I hope the applicant is as well. And I
might as well stay.
Yeah, we're good with that. So
good. Thank you very, very much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now I have to go through the motion of closing the. Yes. Can I get a motion to close the public hearing, please?
So moved.
Okay. Seconded.
Okay. A motion was made to close the public hearing by Commissioner Volveda and seconded by Pat Smith. Roll call vote, please, Tammy.
Commissioner Volveda.
Yes.
Commissioner Weiss.
Yes.
Commissioner Langston.
Yes.
Commissioner Pat Smith.
Yes.
Commissioner Mercereau.
Yes.
Chair Smith.
Yes. Public hearing is closed. Now we need to go back and start what you started.
All right. I make a motion that we approve application number DR-24-01 with the proposed special conditions indicated in design review. And
as stated in this hearing.
As stated in this hearing.
Perfect.
I'll second that.
Okay, the motion was made by Commissioner Langston and seconded by Commissioner Weiss. Tammy, could we have a roll call vote, please?
Commissioner Mercereau.
Yes.
Commissioner Pat Smith.
Yes.
Commissioner Langston.
Yes.
Commissioner Weiss.
Yes.
Commissioner Volveda.
Yes.
Chair Smith.
Yes. It has been approved. Okay, next is, do we have any business from the public, Tammy?
I have not received any requests.
Okay. How about business from the commissioners? I'll start with you, Jennifer.
No, nothing new from me.
Okay. Commissioner Weiss?
I just want to say thank you to everybody that came out tonight. It's great to hear the engagement. And I think a lot of us probably ended up at a planning commission meeting in the past for some reason similar. I know I did. And I think it shows that you showed up and there were changes made out of the good nature and goodwill of the applicant here. We're really here to uphold what's in the code. And so I just want people to see this, that, you know, showing up can make a difference. And really thank you to everyone, and encourage anyone that's out there watching this in the future, consider coming and speaking up for your neighborhood.
I second those words and have no new business. Thanks.
Commissioner Mercereau, do you have any business?
I have no business, but I would like to rejoin you back at the station you're at, rather than sitting home and watching.
Well, we'll see what we can do there. Thank you. Commissioner Smith.
I don't have anything additional. Thank you.
I like the engagement of everyone working together. I'm happy we were able to come up with some compromises, and everyone's willingness to try to make everyone happy and satisfied with the outcome. Thank you, commissioners, for coming prepared. And that's the only thing I have. I would entertain a motion to close the meeting, adjourn it.
I'll make a motion to end the meeting.
I'll second.
The motion was made by Commissioner Langston and seconded by Commissioner Volveda. Roll call vote, please. Tammy?
Commissioner Volveda.
Yes.
Commissioner Weiss.
Yes.
Commissioner Langston.
Yes.
Commissioner Pat Smith.
Yes.
Commissioner Mercereau.
Yes.
Chair Smith.
Yes. Meeting is adjourned at 7:39.
29.
7:29.